This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Late in 2018, a business called Visiv Technologies, formerly Texon, completed a tower off of I-35 near Milford, Texas. With its lattice-style structural supports and bulbous top, it bears a distinct resemblance to Nikola Tesla's Wardenclyffe Tower, sometimes called the Tesla Tower, which was an ill-fated power project envisioned by the famous engineer in the early 20th century. The tower was meant to provide free energy all over the planet using wireless technology, but instead wound up scrapped by creditors after Tesla couldn't pay the mortgage on the property. Visiv's vision statement, rendered in all caps on its website, is to power the planet and bring light to the world, indicating that its primary goal is indeed power-related. They're aiming to offer up electricity without traditional infrastructure as part of a partnership with Baylor University. If it's anything like Tesla's system, it could also offer new ways to send signals for radio communications and global positioning systems. And it could bring electricity to the 1.3 billion people worldwide who don't have it and don't have the infrastructure to get it. According to company literature, the endeavor relies heavily on what are called Zenneck surface waves. These waves, named for Jonathan Zenneck, a 20th century physicist and electrical engineer, are electromagnetic waves that harness Earth's surface as a sort of waveguide or conduit for electricity and communication signals, so powerful that they envelop the entire planet without the need for wires. Unlike so many other types of transmissions, Zenneck waves don't suffer degradation from challenges like solar flares, lightning, or other electromagnetic pulses. Sounds like a fairly straightforward corporate experiment so far, right? Set up power transmitters in one location and then the receivers in another. Tweak the variables a bit and then determine if you can make your theories work in real-world conditions. The thing is, when it comes to Nikola Tesla's legacy, nothing is simple. His legend is fertile ground not only for real modern science, but also for fringe theories of all kinds. Down the rabbit hole we go. Let's review. In 1943, Tesla, a brilliant, possibly mentally ill scientist, died in the hotel he was living in. U.S. officials immediately seized the scientist's research, partially in hopes of finding plans for a secret death ray particle beam weapon, and, of course, also to prevent Axis spies from getting their hands on any useful scientific revelations. Hundreds of pages of those documents were subsequently classified and went missing. It wasn't until 2016 that a Freedom of Information Act forced authorities to unveil some of those papers. It's possible that Tesla's tower had potential applications in some sort of particle ray weapon, hence the classified files. Some have even taken to calling the device a peace ray, a kind of defense system that the war-hating Tesla created to prevent countries from attacking each other, a powerful, invisible wall of force that would keep enemies at bay without resorting to the violence of bullets or bombs. Flash forward to modern times. Fringe theorists pounced on the fact that two of Visiv Technologies' top leaders are ex-military, with histories in ballistic missile defense. This at a time when the U.S. Commander-in-Chief is speaking about a space-based missile defense system. And the residents of Milford, Texas, reasonably worried about the tower's purpose. But there's more. When Tesla died in 1943 and U.S. authorities snapped up his research, they called in a well-regarded electrical engineer from MIT to sift through the papers and note anything useful. That engineer was Dr. John G. Trump, uncle to President Donald Trump. After evaluating Tesla's work, John Trump scoffed at many of the genius's ideas as speculative. But why, then, were these documents classified for so long? And is it just a coincidence that Visiv's tower was constructed after a Trump family member was elected to office? Visiv Technologies did not respond to the request of the How Stuff Works editorial staff for comment on this story, but Michael Taylor, vice president of communications at Visiv, had indicated previously that the first rounds of testing involved low-power waves that wouldn't have any negative effects on humans or animals, and has said that the company only wants to improve the lives of people in the community and, quote, the world around us. As of June 2018, the company had planned to conduct tests for perhaps 6 months to a year and then use those results to reevaluate its future plans for further experiments. As to what sort of plans those might be, we'll just have to wait and see. Today's episode was written by Nathan Chandler and produced by Tyler Klang for iHeartMedia and HowStuffWorks. For more on this and lots of other electrifying topics, visit our home planet, HowStuffWorks.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.